last time you were here, you talked about the Hayes building.
Yes.
We did a story on that, and I was surprised that I didn't hear a little more buzz in the community.
And I think, you know, I got in a little trouble for that.
Did you?
Yeah. Uh-oh. They said, hey, you can't be letting the cat out the bag before we, you know.
Well, you can hear.
That's what I told him. I said, yeah. I was just talking to Greg and Jackson. It's not, you know, I didn't tell nobody. But
hey, you're the boss. Come on now.
Hey, I'm the boss in title. But I'm trying to just make sure I do my part. But I just want Jackson to be excited about something, you know. And I think that this is truly the closest that we've been. And I think really the consensus in the office on the 14th floor between the city manager and the economic development person, Scott Fleming, that has been, you know, let's not put the cart before the horse on letting the cat out the bag on this. Let's make sure it gets secured. Make sure everything is all in place.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to jinx anything, we're really close and things are looking very favorable.
Well, I wouldn't begin to try to jinx it. I was doing my Hayes building dance.
I know that's right. Exactly.
We've been talking about this for so long.
Yeah, we have. It's been a long time coming. I mean, I think that it's definitely overdue, and it'll be a highlight, another highlight in the community. I think anytime you see something being built, redeveloped, or opened up new,